Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
To another session of Sandy, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, write it down so I don't have to keep saying it. Anyway, you head up to the website where you can grab it off our, you know, grab all that information off the website. You can grab all that information, you know, about where to send your checks. No. You know, what stations we're on and that kind of stuff. So if you head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. So much going on there, and so much going on in the news tonight. I mean, seriously, I got to tell you something. I love the shows that we have when we're trying to pull people back into where this country started, how this country, what our founding fathers were. Look, whether you're a believer in God or not, the country was founded on Christian Judeo principles. I mean, if you really get away from the atheist websites, get away from the hardcore right-wing websites, and just for yourself, look up the letters that our founding fathers wrote to each other. Look at the comments they made when they were fighting to put the Constitution together. It was all journaled. You can get your hands on it from, you know, that hardcore right-wing Smithsonian Institute and other places where you can get the letters that they wrote, how they felt about Christ, how they felt about Christianity. There's more scripture references in our Constitution, the way they set it up, than you even know. And, you know, if you want to find a Constitution class, and again, with all due respect to my listeners, I love you guys, I really do. I appreciate the comments that you send. But we all do this. We all become like, for you older folks, we all become the Cliff Clavins of the world, right? We know everything about everything. And I think if you took one of these constitutional classes through Patriot Academy, I think you would find out how much you don't know. Give that some thought. No joke, how much you really don't know. And what your rights really are. What the biggest fight you have with most people around you when it comes to the Constitution and our laws and what have you is whether our founding fathers were Christian or not. Whether our founding fathers really believed in God or not. You know, we've been told by many that they were a godless group. They were a secular group. Well, they're not. And they weren't. They constantly gave credit. Now, some didn't say, you know, the God of Jesus Christ. Or Jesus Christ. No. Some of them simply said they had divine providence from the Almighty. And others would point to that and go, see, he don't believe in God. Well, who is the Almighty? Not the Almighties, like there are a multitude of them. They gave credit to God on a daily basis. When you look at that picture of George Washington kneeling next to his horse in prayer, many think that that's probably one of the only pictures of him like that. It's not. Some of the people around him that wrote letters about him, one military officer in particular, felt bad because he kept bothering the general when he was praying. He walked in on the general several times when General Washington was praying for help from God. Yeah, from God, not from himself. No, he wasn't praying to Pelosi or Schumer or those guys.
So to say that we weren't founded on Christian principles is wrong. Flat out wrong. Judeo-Christian principles is wrong. And it's a lie that's been perpetuated on us. You'd even find out that the Bible was one of the, I think it was one of the first two books that our government paid for. Paid to be printed and given out, and even stated several times that this is the book that our kids in school should be taught from. So I'm really seriously. So it's time we get back to basics, and that's been our problem. We lost our way, not because, we had all these ideas come at us, or we have a mix of people coming to this country. That's not why we lost our way. As Benjamin Franklin said, we lost our way because we're not looking to God for our guidance anymore. We're really not. Do you really think our founding fathers, who themselves went hungry and gave up, a lot of the things that they had, do you really think that their expectation was that we would be able to depend on government to pay our way when things got tough? No. And again, they didn't want to. This is where some of these people get so afraid. They did not want to push their belief system on you. They had a want that everybody would come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. The majority of them did. But none of them wanted a force because they had just come from that situation. Many of them have just, you had to believe a certain way or else. Right? So we need to get back to really the basics of what our founding fathers wanted. And many will say, well, gee, Joe, come on. That was coming up on 300 years, for God's sake. Old white guys, and they didn't have the internet and all this. Well, good. Maybe that's why they put such a great document together. I don't know. But the foundation that they laid for us, the frame that they laid for us to work within, is a big deal. And if the three branches of government would stop looking for ways to get around each other and would actually function from within the framework our founding fathers set up, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in today. And the people on both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans who vote, if you'd stop voting party and start voting for the right person for the job, it'd be a whole different animal. Joe Mancini, your host, is the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break.
Way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Are some messed up white people. We are back. So this is Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. I want you to do the right thing. Okay, that's really what it boils down to. And the way you do the right thing, you get involved. You get engaged. So, story out of Havana, Illinois. A teen who graduated from Havana High School on Sunday said that he was not allowed to wear a military sash on a special day. Dominic Barner, he's 18 years old. He joined the Illinois National Guard in October. God bless him. During the high school graduation ceremony Sunday, he said the assistant principal told him to take the military camouflage sash, gifted to him by his recruiter the day before. He told him to take it off. He said, I took the sash to the principal, and he just doubled down. He said that if he wears the sash, ready for this? He will not cross the stage with the rest of the graduating class. That's according to his mom. Dominic said he was surprised because the principal, Dave McKinney, is a 24-year veteran.
especially with our principal's military background. He said, I would have thought that it would have been fine. And he would have supported me, but he didn't. The school's graduation ceremony policy indicates that only honor cords are allowed. In a statement, the school likened the outside regalia to advertising. Said he wasn't going to, said that the policy has nothing to do with patriotism. So, advertising military service? I mean, I'm trying to figure out what the advertising is. Advertising a new line of camouflage wear? These people go, they really go over the top sometime. And there's been a recent trend at colleges and universities. Right? The armed forces and other, the others, they get, there's a lot of free advertising that takes place at the high schools and other places. Once we start letting outside organizations, he said, use our students to start advertising, where does it all stop? But where was the advertising? Join the National Guard? That shouldn't be an advertising. That should be done on a regular basis on school grounds. And every one of the open houses or what have you, they should be allowed to be there to promote the military. I mean, seriously. Now, Amber, mom, is a veteran herself and said that she considered the action disrespectful to the military and feels that things need to change. She reached out to State Rep Norm Hammond, a local Republican. This was really a slap in the face to all military service members, past or present. So our goal is to invoke change at a local level. He had earned the right to wear that sash, Amber said. And she's right. You know, sometimes it does take, though, reaching out to the local, you know, senator, congressperson, state assembly person, whatever it is that you have in your area, is not necessarily a bad thing to do. Take a look. I want you to hear and see this.
Across the stage last weekend, a graduating senior in Havana says school administrators banned him from wearing a sash given to him by his Army recruiter.
Shabnam Dinesh shares why it was a surprise to the student and how the district is responding tonight. Shab.
Well, Rebecca Kimberly, Dominic Barter says he received a camouflage sash from his National Guard recruiter. He joined the Illinois National Guard in October and is leaving basic training in a couple weeks. Barter says he was surprised when he was told to take off the sash at graduation and wasn't allowed to cross the stage wearing it.
Especially with our principal's military background, I would have thought that it would have been fine and he would have supported it, but he didn't.
And the school issuing a statement likening outside regalia to advertising. They say the graduation ceremony is for strictly for academic accomplishments, and they have a separate award ceremony where they honor students' outside achievements like the military. Rebecca?
Right? So being in the military is an outside achievement. The kid went to school and won the achievement sash. I'm telling you, in the education world, to a big degree, they're not very nice when it comes to the military, the police. They don't give them a whole bunch of credence there. And I don't know how you guys feel about that, but again, I've done stories about a young man that wanted to wear his uniform during graduation. They told him at the time, this is going back a few years, some people might be, you know, offended by it or feel it's out of place. Well, so what? This was his accomplishment. This is what he wanted to do from when he was a kid. Who are they to stop him? That's your big day, graduation day. They have so many other things that these kids are proud of doing. Things that, frankly, you and I probably wouldn't approve of. And military service, all of a sudden, not cool. Well, not really all of a sudden. Not cool, not right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I'm hoping to get Dominic and or his mother on at the bottom of the hour. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. You know, we talked earlier, the jobs report that was so bad, 2 weeks ago?
And when you look at the jobs report coming out here in my neck of the woods, in Southern California, the workers, it's a real weird information going on here. Workers are quitting at a pre-pandemic level, right? The report shows that the U.S. quit rates are rising as workers reevaluate their priorities. I don't know what that means. The survey doesn't go much deeper than that. Parents are leaving the workplace, or the workforce. 46% of U.S. employers said staff members voluntarily quit due to lack of child care. Anybody smart right now would be opening up child care centers all over the place. Company value matters, or values matter. 31% of U.S. workers would leave a company whose values don't align with their own. When did having a job be such a nonchalant moment in life? Yeah, you know what, I'm going to get a job, but if they don't believe what I believe, I'm not going to work there. Right? And a lot of companies offer child care. Matter of fact, companies are smart. They're trying to lure people in. That'd be a great thing to do, wouldn't it? And the careers, they said the careers went nowhere. 38% of U.S. workers said that their career had stalled since the start of the pandemic. It's like, no duh, really? Many companies aren't growing, we'll say, their product, or aren't growing yet. I thought those numbers were quite interesting. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Peace is once again in the Middle East as Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire. Biden said he's hoping to help rebuild some of the destruction in Gaza.
The United States committed to working with the United Nations, and we remain committed to working with the United Nations and other international stakeholders to provide rapid humanitarian assistance and to marshal international support for the people of Gaza and the Gaza reconstruction efforts. We will do this in full partnership with the Palestinian Authority, not Hamas, Authority, in a manner that does not permit Hamas to simply restock its military arsenal. I believe the Palestinians and Israelis equally deserve to live safely and securely and to enjoy equal measures of freedom, prosperity, and democracy.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855 732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something, as I like to say, do something more than nothing. And I mean that sincerely. So as I was telling you guys before, I played the clip from the news station. And the young man that was involved in that, I've asked to be on the show tonight. And I got to tell you, we've seen this happen all over the country. It's not the first time. It's actually happened in the district that I'm a trustee in. And we were able to fight for the young man to allow him to wear his uniform as opposed to putting a gown on at graduation, because this young man had just graduated from military school at the same time he was graduating from high school. But it seems like the academics or academia, they don't like the military, even though it's the military that's actually protecting them, helping them keep their right to be able to do what they're doing. And they can't just put it together. So the young man's name, Dominic Barner, is joining me right now, and he was the young man that was involved in this, the award sash, or not being able to wear the award sash. Dominic, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, so you've been attending this particular high school for quite some time, I would imagine.
Yes.
Okay. So they all knew you, and they knew your character, they knew what you were doing. Knew you had joined the National Guard, I would imagine.
Yep, they did.
Okay, and the principal, the vice principal, some of the people in authority, before this incident ever happened, do they ever tell you, hey, what you're doing is a great thing, or hey, stay safe in the Guard, whatever? They ever encourage you, I'll say, to what you were doing?
Yes, my principal actually told me that he was proud of my choices to join the National Guard.
Very good. All right. So again, it wasn't a surprise by a surprise young man on campus that they knew who you were, they knew what your character was like and what have you. So what was the award for?
So I had joined the National Guard back in October, and I have been serving ever since. And so it was a sash given to me to wear on my graduation day to show my accomplishment of joining the National Guard and kind of putting it out there saying, hey, I'm actually doing something with my life.
Okay. And so you got the sash. Is there anything on it that says, join the National Guard or join the Marines or join anything on there like that?
Nope.
Okay. Pretty just quickly describe it to me. I mean, nothing crazy about it.
No, it was a camo sash, and on one side it had 21, which was the year that I am graduating, and then it had, on the other side, it had Army National Guard, the patch.
Okay, pretty simple. And so you got it on Saturday. Did you just put it on and try to walk up on stage? I mean, what took place to let them know you wanted to do this? You didn't just spring it on them, I would imagine.
No, so they knew that I was going to be wearing it. My National Guard recruiter told them that they were giving it to me, and they seemed fine with it. And then when I showed up and I let them know that I was there, my vice principal came up to me and told me that I needed to take it off. And when I asked him why, he told me that it was against school code, which makes no sense to me.
Okay, did you by any chance get sneaky and look it up and find out whether it was against school code or not?
Yes, my mom did, actually, and it was not against the school code.
Interesting. Which is not uncommon for them to say that as a catch-all. So at the time he told you it was against school code, you couldn't wear it, what was your response and what went on from there?
I was surprised. I was a little bit angry because I had worked for that. And I had told my mom, and my mom and my dad had came in and taken the sash and went to talk to the vice principal and the principal, and they both were really snappy and mean to my mom and my dad.
Really?
When they confronted them about it.
My God. It doesn't mean, and you know, here's a school that should be, like you said, they were encouraging you, your principal encouraged you, was happy at the choices that you were making and that kind of thing. And for them, have you talked to anybody since the incident happened?
I have not.
Okay. So you didn't get to wear the sash. Local news organization picked it up. I think it was your local news TV or what have you.
Yes. Yep.
Right. So what was the threat, if you would? I mean, if you wore that on stage, if you tried to wear that across stage, were they going to tackle you, or what was the deal?
No, they would. They weren't going to call my name and not let me walk across the stage.
Interesting. Wow. And I hope, I don't know if you could pull this off. I can help you out with this to a degree, but I really would hope and believe that we can get Pacific Justice Institute involved in something like this so it doesn't happen to another young man or even a young woman that has decided to go down this road and proud of what they've done. I mean, when it comes to joining the National Guard, you never know to a degree when you could be deployed somewhere or needed somewhere or what have you. So it's not a play soldier by any stretch of the imagination. Were you accused of that at any point in time that you really?
I wasn't accused of that.
Okay. Well, that's good, because we've done stories, and I've heard stories where they kind of poo-pooed the National Guard, and I'm thinking, you really didn't, you don't understand how the National Guard works, if those are the kind of comments you were making. No apologies, though, after all of this, huh?
No.
Just amazing. How about the community as a whole for support? Has anybody got on the school board or the, or any of the administrators there?
Yes, actually, almost the entire community is on my side, and we're actually having a petition to go around and to help change this. And so we need 100 signatures, and the petition went out today, and I'm pretty sure we are above 50 right now, just from our community.
All right, well, you or your mom, send me a link to that. Send it to joe@therealside.com. Send me a link to that, and I'll stick it on my my email blast list, or I'll put it up there, and we'll see if we can't get you more than 100 signatures to make that happen, because this is ridiculous. I mean, again, you've made a commitment. You should be rewarded for that commitment. It should be recognized, and I'm sorry you had to go through this. But you keep up that strength, and you keep up the good work, and keep moving forward with your career.
I will. Thank you.
All right, Dominic. Thanks for being on with me. I appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you.
Yep. You know, we need to encourage our young people, not discourage them. We need to encourage them. We need to have people like that are out there that, look, He knows it. He's obviously not a stupid young man. He knows what's in front of him. He knows what could happen to him in a heartbeat. Right? But yet he's chosen to take this. What if any? And he said one of them, the principal, I think it was, he had 24 years in the service. He should know better. Somebody got to them. If it was okay at one point, somebody got irritated about it and made a lot of noise around it, which is too bad. Too bad that they have to do this kind of thing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. The Democrat hypocrisy. I mean, I used to say shining bright. They haven't shut that light off in years. They're just such hypocrites. Pelosi is in pictures, crowded into the White House, no mask on. Right? With her friends and buddies, probably mostly Democrats. No mask on. Nobody has a mask on. She's okay with that. But when you're on Congress floor, or the floor of the House, then you have to have a mask on. She is mandating masks. CDC says you don't need a mask. We went through a whole year of Nancy Pelosi preaching at us, almost spitting in our faces that we had to listen to the CDC. We were stupid for not wanting to. And yet, she's not willing to listen. This is the hypocrisy I keep talking about, I keep telling you about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, realside.com, head up to the website, sign up for the newsletter. Give me something to do, give you something to do when it comes in. Be back in a few minutes.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Coming to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the solution, really. So earlier today, earlier in the show, I played a clip. I guess his name is Stephen A. Smith. Yeah. And he doesn't, he doesn't give a damn if I'm uncomfortable with race conversation. If you've listened to the show for 7 minutes, you know, yes, the white guy is not uncomfortable at all, in the least, with race conversations. Just don't care. It's really that simple. Anyway, so I do appreciate your time with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I want to play his rant, though, in more of its entirety. And it's about 3 minutes long. I'm probably going to play the whole 3 minutes. But I want you to hear how right away we're all guilty. We're guilty. He's guilty. They're guilty. Right? And nothing we do is going to fix it except giving every one of our jobs to a black person, whether they want it or not, apparently. That doesn't seem to bother this guy. Let me get it over there. Hold on. There you go. Perfect.
You know, just the totality of the situation. Once again, if I'm going to bring up white privilege when I brought up Steve Nash getting the job in Brooklyn, is this not an example of white privilege? What brother you know is getting this opportunity? Now, that makes people uncomfortable because we're talking about race.
No. What makes it uncomfortable is your assertion that anybody who's black should get a job before and above a white person, or I don't even know if you stop there. Hispanic? Do you stop at Asian? I mean, where do you stop? Or do you stop? Or is it black only?
I say something like that. Let me be the first to say, I don't give a damn how you feel. I mean what I say. It is white privilege, because that's not something that's happening for any brothers out there.
Ah, so the opportunity doesn't exist, or they just didn't get the job? You see what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, if you forgot about all those years about affirmative action, I can tell you from personal experience, when I first got out of high school back in the late 70s, some of you don't know this about me, I went down to Miami to apply for a job with the Miami-Dade County Sheriff's Department. And I don't know if this guy was even alive then. Looks pretty young. And there were so many jobs back in the late 70s, even early 80s, where it was mandated that they have a certain percentage of black folks. Not even Hispanics or women at the time. It was black. So it didn't matter whether you were qualified enough for the job or not. It only, and the fire departments were big on that too. It only mattered whether you had the right color of skin. Whether you qualified or not, didn't matter. Don't tell me, no, it didn't work that way. You had to be qualified. No, that's not true. I know plenty of firemen. I know plenty of policemen. Now, again, this is not a slight of the black community. You take it that way, I can't help it. Your meds aren't right. That's not what I'm talking about here. But to make the blanket statements are starting to make me nuts. You cannot make a blanket statement that if a white guy gets a job over a black guy, it's proof of white supremacy. It's not. You're wrong. Dead wrong.
You've never played the position. You've been retired from the game for years. When you did play, you were a quarterback on the NFL level, which you were not that good at. You had an opportunity when you were an active participant as an NFL player to participate and play tight end, play special teams and stuff like that, but you wanted to be a quarterback. And now here you are in this position. Why do I bring that up?
Well, some of you just joining, he's talking about Tim Tebow. And this is Stephen A. Smith. And he's irritated that the Jaguars signed Tebow, I guess, over a black player. I don't know. And he's going to tell you in a minute about how Tebow wasn't that greatest of a player. Well, that's funny, Sam. Did you say anything about Colin Kaepernick? Because I'm not a sports guy, so I have to talk to other people about it. I heard that Kaepernick was really not that big deal either. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons he went in the direction he went in, from what I understand, is that he was worried about being traded and maybe not even picked up again. Because that's how bad of a player he was.
That's not the point to finger at Tim Tebow. It's to remind everybody is that this opportunity doesn't happen if Urban Meyer is not the coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville Jaguars were 1-15 last year. They absolutely stunk. As far as I'm concerned, you could have gotten an equipment manager to play for that squad as bad as they look, okay? They didn't think about calling Tim Tebow then. They didn't think about calling Tim Tebow the year before that when they were having their problems. But all of a sudden, Urban Meyer comes there. And as a result, Tim Tebow gets a job, gets an opportunity, rather, to get a job with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You see how I clean that up? He got the opportunity. Was he the only one tried out for it? He's the only one who had the opportunity. How much did the other people push for this opportunity? This is the stuff that they broad brush, and it makes it sound like a white guy just walked in and took the job. If that's the case, shame on Tim Tebow and the owner of the team. I don't believe that to be the case. This is the only guy claiming that at this point.
He got that job because of the relationship. And as I've stated on many, many occasions on this show, when George Floyd ultimately was murdered by Derek Chauvin, the cop, and you saw people rioting and protesting in the streets, it wasn't just about him. It was about the symbolism of what transpired, because black people have repeatedly felt like we have the proverbial knee on our neck. We constantly have to scratch and claw our way. And when we see someone of a different ilk, of a different ethnicity, getting opportunities we know we would never get. That's where the word white privilege comes from. The words white privilege come from.
He's in a different ilk. What do you think he means by that? Again, I say it again. Hispanic? Are you now considering, for this conversation, are you considering them white? Because a long time, the government classified them as white, Caucasian, if you would. But is that who you're talking about? Again, I go to the Asian community. Are you talking about them? Right? I mean, what group are you actually talking about? And again, I say, are we talking about any job, any opportunity, anything that the black community doesn't get a leg up on? Does that mean that it has to do with white supremacy? The story I love to tell on a regular basis, and a guy like this would have been involved, is the Hispanic woman. I don't know if she was a council member or she was involved with the government. She went to a public pool, very large pool. The pool was filled with black, Hispanic, and very few whites. When she looked around the room, she saw that most of the, and this is, these are her words to a degree, she looked around the room and she saw the lifeguards were almost all white. Well, she couldn't stand for it. Now notice, she didn't look around the room and think, well, I hope those eight lifeguards are qualified enough and can handle a massive issue. There's a lot of people in this pool. Hopefully they're okay to handle this issue. That's not what she thought at all. She looked at the lifeguards and she decided they were all white. We can't have this. This is not right. We can't have this. Think about this. Let this ferment, as they say, in your head for a minute. Right? And I'm sitting here to myself thinking, well, don't you want the right people? So she pushed, and she got them to replace the white folks. She lost jobs for them. The people that she chose, this is an older story, I can't remember exactly. But they usually choose the people that do the best. They go to the top of the list. And I'd have to question whether the blacks, the Hispanics, whoever she put in as lifeguards or forced in, did they do as well as the first set? Now, if they did as well or better, then shame on the people who chose the all-white lifeguards. I got that. But if they didn't do better, and one of those kids dies because the lifeguard can't handle it, then shame on her. It should be on her. Nobody else. This is the stuff that doesn't make any sense whatsoever, and it shouldn't be allowed to happen. Ever be allowed to happen. This is where we need to speak up to keep our kids safe, to keep our community safe. You don't let things go just to let them go. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Okay, let's finish this up.
And you yourself, Max, have been on the record. And I saw you saying this to somebody a couple of weeks ago when I...
He's talking again about Tim Tebow, right? This is Stephen A. Smith.
Wasn't on the show. You were talking about how white privilege needs to be addressed, but you're about lifting everybody up. You're not about giving up your white privilege, et cetera, et cetera. And my response to that months ago when I had that conversation with you was that if you have a 50-yard head start and you get to race and we're both going at the same speed, I could never catch you. In other words, there's no way to eradicate white privilege.
The problem with that, though, is that you can catch me. Because if I'm not doing as well as you are, if I can't do the job right, you will surpass me. I've seen it in my own life. Show me your hustles to the real side. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great and safe rest of the day. We want you back with us tomorrow.